Hello, everybody. This is Terry Latham out of Dripping Springs, Texas. My wife and I have been a part of ASEA now for 3 years, and it's just been a fantastic ride. Last week I had a great interview with Dr. Deborah Chisholm. She'd been with ASEA now for, 3 weeks or something. And it was really great when I spoke to her before, earlier that day, and she's sharing some things that she had shared with me, and it's pretty fascinating to listen to people when the light switch starts to turn on in their head that this is real. And when you catch it at that moment and people start to see this thing, you're like, wow, this is cool. So that's why I wanted to interview her last week. And I've got numbers and numbers of people reaching out to me to make sure that I keep the recording. So we will, and I'll get that out and make sure y'all have that. Tonight, I got a good friend of mine out of West Virginia. He's just doing some fantastic things. He's been with us now for the past 6, 7, 8 months. But doing great things and being a leader amongst leaders when he's starting setting up meetings and blazing a trail for people. And I know we always have fun talking about West Virginia, but he's being talked about all across the country. And as Dr. Ken DeWilson, he's a DO out of West Virginia. And Doc, when I spoke with you earlier today, we've been running so hard I didn't get out. I'd like for you to do me a favor. Would you share with everybody a little bit of your background, so everybody knows who you are, where you're coming, what brought you here, and let's kind of get into this because I want people to start to understand what we have our hands on here. Dr. Kendall.
Thank you, Terry. I'm an osteopathic physician. I am board certified in family practice. I'm also board certified in neuromusculoskeletal medicine. I'm the division of the osteopathic profession that subscribes mostly to the original tenets that the body heals itself, and I work with manipulation and do non-surgical musculoskeletal injuries of all types, a little bit of pain control, and I'm also certified by two separate organizations as an independent medical examiner and doing disability evaluations. Mostly, I do the musculoskeletal. I have some family practice, and I reserve a little bit of time for disability evaluation. So I'm familiar and knowledgeable of the musculoskeletal system and how it works and how the body interacts with all other parts of the body. From that, I had the good fortune to be invited to attend a presentation by Tom Beasley and Bill Peary. Actually, Jerry White was at the first presentation. And I'm saying to myself, this sounds too good to be true. And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. However, if half of what they are saying about this product is true, I owe it to myself and my patients to give it a try. I just don't feel I want to be left out if half of what they say is true. And within five weeks, I discovered that this was, in fact, the real deal, and I've been quite excited about it ever since. I've gone through the ups and downs of ego. When I say ego, what are my friends and colleagues or patients going to think of me? Are they going to think that I'm trying to market this to them because there's a buck in it for me? And in doing so, I have actually come full circle with an individual whom I did not approach just because I was concerned about what they might think of my motives. And thank goodness one of my downline contacted this individual along with Tom Beasley, and he had had several small neurological events in sequence and essentially was bedridden, didn't know where he was, who he was. And he was significantly overweight, so if his wife could not get him to the bathroom or he stumbled, she would have to call the rescue squad. and in essentially 3 weeks of double dose, he was back, knew where he was, who he was, what he was, and is spending time now back at their office, something he could not have done before. And so I've, like I said, I've come full circle, trying not to let my ego, and when I say ego, my feelings of what others may think of me, and I'll go ahead and now make the case or the to other individuals without worry about what they think of me, and if they decide not to get on board with the product, I have no hard feelings whatsoever, but I do have the satisfaction of knowing that I have done my part in letting them know what is available there. I don't take it personally, and I don't get emotionally involved in the results. And things have worked out a lot better since then, and I still continue to share the good news about the product, and that's about it.
Now,
I don't know what else you want me to say, Terry.
You know, no, you said in the beginning, the first part, that you wanted, if half of what they say is real, and you found out in your first 3 or 4 weeks that this is real. Look, and that's, I think you know, whoever's listening to this, and this will be, we're recording this, what does that mean? Well, from your background, from your profession, let me in regular speak, because I don't have a medical background. Matter of fact, I skipped those hard classes. What does that mean? I mean, have you ever seen anything like this? I mean, are you seeing results from, I mean, well, kind of give us an idea. What are you seeing, I mean, when it comes to this?
Terry, I have never seen anything like this before. You can have dysfunction in virtually any or combinations of organ systems that a physician deals with, from the brain, neurological, kidneys, lungs, heart, blood vessels, pancreas, liver, just about anything, skin, and the addition of redox signaling molecules, either orally ingested or rubbed on the skin. And by the way, I've said on more than one occasion in calls like this that Renew does everything that the company says it does and for a skincare product. But in my specialty practice of musculoskeletal, I see it penetrate into the muscle and restore what the muscle needs. If it is a weak muscle from failed back surgery, it'll restore strength and function to that muscle, and because of the greater stability that it gives, that then restored muscle gives to the spine, the pain goes away. It's not covering up pain like an anesthetic would. It is restoring function to the muscle and stability to the spine. The pain of the failed back surgery patient gets better. Acute injuries, tight muscles, spastic muscles, once the redox molecules get into the cell and they start to signal to their neighbors, they begin to behave more normally. And those tight muscles will relax, will stretch. It makes my job easier, and I'm sold on the gel and use it every day in my practice. That's also not a bad marketing tool for them to say, "Wow, what was that?" But I do it to make my job easier, and it's been great. I'm the older I get, the less I want to deal with keeping up with brand new drugs. But Terry, there came a time in the Civil War when drugs were deadly poison, And then in the 50s and 60s, they were no longer as poisonous as they used to be. And unfortunately, in my opinion, they're going back to be more toxic and side effects because the so many of them now affect the body's immune system and leave the patient more subject to all kinds of other infections because of a lowered immune system. Well, that's what pharmaceuticals do. They have their place, but I'm finding that I can get by with less pharmaceuticals, certainly in lower doses, and that means better safety for the patient, and that means a lot to me.
You know, Doc, when I heard the story you were sharing before and about your friend and worried about what they may think, and there's a lot of people that would be in your position. Even outside the medical field, a lot of people are there. And I heard about your call and how you shared on that Sunday evening call when that just happened and how it kind of affected you. Kind of share. Would you mind sharing with everybody when you say that? I mean, you're kind of beyond it, because that there's a growth phase that people have to go through this, because we're stepping into this and hearing this stuff and. I mean, I'm doing these recordings like this so that the field, the people in the organization start to understand this stuff's real. Where do you see this thing going?
I see it going nowhere but up, and for a variety of reasons, but mainly, as we all know, and most of us that are already on this call, this stuff works. It really works. And it works for a variety of conditions because what it's doing is restoring the ability of the cells, just like in Dr. Samuelson's book, the ability of the cells to protect themselves, to better exchange the nutrients that need to come in, the chemicals that need to get into the cell, and the waste products that need to get out. And most importantly, for the cells to signal to their next-door neighbors so that the individual cells form groups of tissue and they function normally now, just like a team, an athletic team or a sports team would all be pulling together. I guess I'm not anyone who knows me or has seen me knows that I am as far from an athlete as you can get, but I would have to compare this to a crew team. They're all rowing together at the same time and doing what they're supposed to do. And that makes my job a lot easier. It makes my patients a lot happier because they're doing better, feeling better, and functioning better. And I can go on for days with stories of the old man who's close to 80 who doesn't have to hold on to something in the shower and doesn't have to use two hands to take communion. He's no longer shaking. He can reach out and go to church and take communion with one hand. And he's just, he can't say enough good about the product.
So, man, you're hitting some things right now. You get me all lit on fire. We were talking about that before. And when you guys speak, and it comes really to a lot of the medical profession, because, you know, you'll have instant credibility because you studied this. I mean, and I'm not just getting into the redox, but you know the body, and you have everybody has their specialties and everything else. But you know what's kind of happening and what's out there. Now, what I do know is that most people, let's say over 95% of the people out there, are struggling financially, and they're in a pickle. It's kind of like, put it this way, that they can't retire. They might be able to, certain people can retire and live off meager stuff if the market goes down or the gas prices go up, they're in trouble. And the only reason I'm bringing this up, Doc, because, you know, even talking to yourself and especially people in your profession, I've always heard people say, I just want to help people. And now I have to help them understand, well, we're helping people by doing this. I'd like for you to do me a favor to where we are today. Because I always like to get into the what if this is real and everything else, you know. Where we are today and what people have their hands on today, the simplicity of just drinking the stuff and what using it on your face and where you hurt, and the simplicity of being able to push a button and hear people like you speak, What do you think? Where do you see that people that embrace this and give it? I mean, if they have, you know, if they really pursue their dreams, or they really share with people because this is based. Where do you see that this can do for just a family out there? I mean, what do you think? Where do you see this going?
Nowhere but up. And the longer that we're out there and have our name before the public, it comes full circle. I mean, the people you make contact with then share that with others, and then it just grows and grows, and it grows exponentially because one person is not just going to tell one person who is satisfied with the product is not, even if they're not interested in it for marketing purposes, they're not going to tell just one person. They're going to tell all their family members, their uncles, their aunts, their cousins, hey, look, this stuff really works, and it is good for what ails you, especially the call that you had last week with the physician from Illinois who's only been in it 3 weeks. I came back and told my office manager that this simple act of it, it's non-toxic. Only 40% of patients respond in the first month. 90% do by 3 months. Try it. You've got very little to lose and a lot to gain. And in 3 months, if you're that one of those 10% that is not helped, then you may cut bait, but there's a 90% chance that your problems, whatever they are going to be improved by the replenishment of these redox molecules in your body.
You know, I always kind of share with people, Doc, that it's not going to be... It seems like it's gradual, and it goes back to the understanding redox signaling molecules, ASEA, and where we are today. And I always kind of share with people, it's going to almost be like a flick of a switch. And the best thing I could want people to know, you want to let everybody you know that you're a part of this company. Don't worry about what they do or don't do. Just make sure they understand that you're a part of this company. And without getting into much details, but you had some, you know, pretty successful couple meetings here a couple weeks back. And you have some people checking this stuff. That can make a pretty big impact pretty quick, wouldn't you say?
Well, I agree with you, but I couldn't do it without some key people, both upline and downline. I've been lucky enough to have two key people, one on each leg, and they too have then brought in other wonderful people, and it'll. We've you know kissed a few toads too, but it will grow and expand, and I'm pleased to be a part of it. I was in the right place at the right time.
Man, I could talk to you all day, man. I love when I get that text from you. This is Dr. Kendall Willis Wilson from West By God, Virginia, and I love it, mm-hmm. man. I love the fact that you're a part of this company and. With what you stand for and what you do. And really, when it comes to y'all's profession, those of y'all who step out and kind of share this with what's starting to happen. And I've been in the industry for 15 years, and I've been a part of ASEA for 3. I've never seen the scientific or medical and / medical community embrace something so fast. That doesn't mean they always build this thing, but it comes because it has a lot of science behind it. Take about 30 seconds or to a minute real quick, Doc, and let's just kind of close out. What are some closing comments you'd like to share with everybody?
Well, I've used this closing comment before. I only wish that the sound bite was mine and that the first one is that this, and again, having once heard this, I, with my medical background, do subscribe to the statement that this is the greatest, the stabilization of redox signaling molecules will go down as the greatest medical breakthrough of our generation. And like I said, I only wish that was my original one. But I do have one for you, Terry, that is an original Dr. Kendall soundbite. ASEA is going to allow me to die young at a very old age.
Love it, I love it, I love it, man. Dr. Wilson, thank you so much for taking your time and your busy schedule. I appreciate it because I know you're an hour later than we are. Thank you for doing that. And appreciate everybody out there. Get this out to your people as quick as you possibly can. And everybody have a great week. See you guys soon. Thanks.
Thank you, Terry.